Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hart playing Taluga.
You know how we do it? Let's get right into our recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, negotiations with the Triplet Council were cut short as the Reaching Green finally made its way to the southern wall. Rushing to the ramparts, the Chaos crew jumped into combat to help the Hill Dwarves defend their city. Barreling toward Brandini, a small army of vine blights and cursed vegetation was attempting to pierce the dwarves' defenses. From atop the battlements, Theo began unloading on the vine-cursed constructs that were scaling the wall, and with Glebnor and Reggie's help stopped their advance. Taluga was able to leap across the chaotic battlefield and make his way to the tree line to confront the Vine Lord. A clutch nat 20 revealed that the leader of the Kudzu curse was none other than a corrupted Ivy. Before she was dragged back into the forest, she was able to tell Taluga that the source of her corruption was a freshly awakened Barstock demon, who in ages past had cursed the path of the forest north of Tidagol. Returning to the battle at hand, Taluga and Glebnor began hacking away at a weeping tree ant and some burning shrubs. Though the battle was dire, together our heroes were able to fight back the Reaching Green and defend Brandini, and that is where we find our boys now. Fellas, what would you like to do? Chaos all around. You're outside the wall now. Again, there's still this wall of vines that was creeping up the defenses are kind of stopped now. You're surrounded by shattered wood, kind of smoldering shrubs that are finally been defeated. Up on the wall, you can see Theo looks a little worse for wear. And Reggie is kind of staring over like, "You guys okay down there?"
"Ouch.
I'm great."
And actually, can I get an insight or investigation check on the staff that you have just ripped off of the body of this weeping tree ant, if you would?
Yes, you can. 10.
Okay. Yeah, you're holding this staff. You can see it was a long branch arm of one of this big beast. And as you're holding it, it is just pulsing with this nature energy. And with a 10, I'll say you can just tell, like, this is, like, imbued with Ivy's magic. And as you kind of look around, you can see that all of the... these constructs were connected to vines that lead deeper into that dark forest behind Brandini. Yeah, this magical staff is, it's got a little bit of Ivy's juice in it, if, as you would. Yeah. Looking sick.
Son?
Just clearing my throat.
Okay, a little weird.
Yeah, what do you boys want to do?
Daddy?
Yes?
Should we burn the bramble? They were getting up it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. Father knows best.
There's dwarves on the wall that are just with, like, big axes trying to hack away at it. And they're like, "Get the bramble off the wall. I don't want those creepy crawlies climbing up again."
Yeah, we've done enough.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess let's go back. We might need some stuff before we handle this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You guys just see two hands go up on, like, the side of the wall and just pull himself up. "You guys good down there?"
"Oh, yeah."
"I'm exhausted."
"Do you want to be cannoned back onto the wall?"
"Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cannon me back up there. Cannon me back up there."
"Okay. Athletics check. Acrobatics check. Please, God. Let them hit this wall at full speed."
26.
"Damn it."
14, but hold on.
The guidance.
You're going to guide yourself in midair?
Yes. 16.
You're like careening toward the wall. You've been launched so hard, and you're like worried that your like flipper feet are about to catch the lip, but you tuck them into a little ball, and Reggie pops up and is like, "What are you guys?" "Oh, no!" And you just slam into Reggie on top of the wall.
"Reggie, what are you doing?"
"I don't know. It was... are you all right?"
4.
Yeah.
Probably should have yelled that first.
"I mean, I'm a little hurt, but yeah, I'm good."
You can see a couple of dwarven soldiers, they run over to Theo and kind of pick him up, and they just start fist bumping you. They're like, "Good shooting." Just really impressed.
"Good, yeah, I mean, you guys did great too."
I'm going to use mobile to quickly dash up the wall.
Yeah, they look down, it looks like just a puddle at full velocity.
And as soon as I see the guys fist bumping Theo, pamphlet.
"Oh, what's this?"
"That's our god, Bleely.
Little information on this guy.
After today, I might believe this. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's pretty cool.
He was pointing and making things just disappear.
It's pretty awesome, right?"
I'll do one of the quick twirls of the gun and then put it right in the holster.
Get a sleight of hand to see how cool that looked.
I'm going
to
guidance.
Put a hand on his shoulder as he does it.
"You could do this."
26.
You can add 2 followers to Bleebly on your Bleebly account. These two soldiers are like, "So,
Do you have a church we can attend, or is that
coming soon?
Oh, it's coming soon. All right.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can see there's still just a lot of these just guards and soldiers that are just clearing the bramble off the wall now. But yeah, it's kind of like midday, I would say. Again, a little later in the day. What do you guys want to do? Where are you guys heading?
Should we go check in on the council?
Yeah, we should.
Things were banging on the wall when we left.
We should go stock up, I guess. Yeah, check in on the council if we
do a little light shopping.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, so you guys head back through the city streets in Brindini. You can see people that had kind of like were hiding in their houses at this point. Yeah, I see you, Mark. Plotting his street paths with his urchin feature. Yeah, you can see that people that have kind of like shuttered their doors are kind of opening them now. They're like,
is everything all right? Is it safe?
It is now, thanks to Bleebly.
Just waving.
Cool. Shuts the door. I will say you guys will have to pass by that statue once again.
How's it looking?
It looks like the value's been so distorted. There's like dwarven teens that are just like cackling as they look at it, and they're like,
cool.
Dab them up as I walk by.
Yeah, and I'll say, yeah, you guys heading back to the council chamber?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys make your way back to Brindini Keep. And you can see that as you guys approach, other soldiers are coming with you, kind of trailing along. And you can see that the wards and seals on the big gate kind of fade as the doors open. And you see Malva is waiting there. It's like, how'd it go? Is everything all right? Is everything safe?
Of course it is. We had Bleebly with us.
Yeah.
You really have been incredibly impressive since I've met you, son.
Hey, that's what I'm trying to do, you know, help everybody.
Well, the council's in a tizzy. Come on. And leads you back into this big council room. You can see the triplets are up top. I'll say that you do see that Stagley is just still eating a taco. Just like, is everything all right?
Yeah, we sorted it.
It's great. How's that taco treating you?
Oh, good, delicious.
I know, right?
I could go for like three of these and another brew.
Well, let's see what I got for you in my handy dandy bag.
So you kind of scowling, Nancine.
That's the fare of Bleebly.
Nancine, the kind of Krizik aligned member of the triplets, is like,
it wasn't that great. It's just food in a little pouch.
I got a
how 19, convenient is a little pouch?
A 10 and a 9.
He bites into what he thought was a taco at first, and then you can see that there's just like way too much mayonnaise coming out the bottom of it. And he's like, that one's a bit rank, but let me get to this chicken. Yeah, gets to the second one. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Oh. Is this a little bit of adobo? It's just really going in. See, both the sisters look a little annoyed at this point. We're like,
oh, sorry.
Jalib, did you want one?
Jalib's like, I could go for a taco, I suppose.
Okay, hold on.
If it's traditional.
It is.
It's 17.
I don't like pulled pork.
Nancine?
I'm all right, thank you.
All right, well, you let us know if you change your mind.
Well, lads, not only have you filled my belly, but you filled my heart. You defended my city when no one really asked you to. You leapt right into the fray.
Well, actually, you kind of did.
Neither here nor there.
Okay.
I'm quite impressed.
Bleebly is the defender of all.
Well, we'll get to this Krizik nonsense you boys are talking to, but let's really deal with this grain problem. What'd you learn on the wall? What we're fighting out there?
Barstuck demon?
Well, that's no good. I don't know what a barstuck demon is, but demon doesn't really ring a lot of good bells.
No, it's like a woodland demon. It's corrupted. A friend of mine.
He's twisty.
Twisty?
Real bad.
Oh, a snake in the grass.
I don't know what he looks like, actually. He could be.
Like you said, twisty. Hard to find.
I see old Jolie like, serpents abound. Just kind of gazing out.
Yeah, that's it, Jordan.
Well, you lads need look like you need to get some rest. I mean,
you guys gonna be all right?
We'll be fine. This is the most well-defended keep in all of Iona.
Okay.
Kept the Dreadforge out. It's kept demons and devils alike out. No one gets up here and gets through these firm walls.
Firm, you say?
Firm! Solid!
I'd like to go rub the walls.
Sure.
You got to make sure that there's people stationed on that thing because they were coming up and over. So they won't go through the walls.
Yeah, they won't go through. They'll climb over.
Well, I mean, I suppose we could kind of move some of our defenses to the southern wall. We've kind of focused them all on the northern side, impending, you know, some more of the goddamn north. But as you can tell, we're really kind of pincered here. We're between a rock and a hard place. It's dwarven humor.
Yeah, I get it.
All right. Well, go rest up, lads. Yeah. I mean, my sister looks a bit grim, but you've earned my trust, I tell you what.
Jalib, how you feeling?
I feel the same always. It's just kind
interesting.
Of bored.
Her little straight bang kind of swishes back and forth. Nancine's like,
well, I don't like the sound of new gods. Makes me a bit nervous.
Why?
Why can't all gods coexist?
It's hard enough keeping two gods in this city on the same track.
Let me ask you one thing. Like that? Wasn't Krizik a new god at one point?
Mm-hmm. No. He has always been the god of the storm.
I need insight check from everybody.
Always, huh? That's a...
Well, with my new plus zero, I got a two.
It's a 19.
23.
That is a lie. You don't know what part, but that is a lie.
It just gives Deluga a look and just... I just let it be.
Yeah, we let this one die.
Share a glance.
If you fools need to brush up on your Krizik history, we have a lovely museum with all the information you'll need.
Okay, can I have like a one-on-one conversation with you, Nancy?
I suppose.
If you'll allow it. Like later. It doesn't have to be immediate.
Now let's do it now.
Okay, sidebar?
I have a side chamber. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah, I guess that works.
All right, well, I guess all of you wait here.
She walks toward like the... I guess like the left side of the room, she waves her hand and like a big stone kind of rolls away into a little kind of side office she has here. You can see there's lots of Krizik memorabilia all over the wall. The back of the room, there's a large painting of Krizik sitting atop a cloud shirtless. He looks more buff than the other depictions you've seen him in.
Say, have we ever seen Krizik?
Oh, maybe not
depictions
actually.
Of Krizik?
I will say what you see there is a rippling satyr man. You'd see that
he's a satyr.
You see,
I don't know this, but still,
interestingly enough, actually, so he's a satyr on the bottom half, the middle is all human abs, and then his head is a goat head. I don't really know what you'd call that in mythology, but that's what he looks like. He's just floating above a cloud with lightning bolts below him in this painting, shredding through metallic monstrosities, glowing electric blue eyes.
Isn't he beautiful?
He's something.
So what do you want to talk to me about, Fishman?
And I take out the Krizik staff.
Oh!
This belongs to your people.
Where did you find this?
In the Underdark, where they were trying to brainwash everybody.
Brainwash is a pretty strong word.
They had crystals on their heads and did lame... Well, sorry, I don't want to call it lame in front. Did Krizik rock, which then brought them under mind control.
That seems...
Again, this is like stuff you can talk
maybe
to.
You're confused.
Well, when you have a council with the king in the Underdark, after we do the tasks that you assign, you can ask him.
I don't know if I'll take the word of a firebelly over my own lord.
Well, that sounds very racist and bigoted after we do you a very huge favor.
You're casting a lot of aspersions and judgment on me, little fish.
Well, you're coming at me with a lot of stank and heat for what your religion has done to my people.
My religion has been nothing but good.
Your religion tried to genocide my people.
You're using the G word in here pretty loosely.
Oh, do I have to... And I whip out the sending orb to the king. Do I have to whip this out right now? Do you want to counsel with someone who's actually a king?
Listen, little fish man.
How dare you come at me? I was a survivor.
Me come at you? You're coming at me?
I'm a survivor of a genocide.
You called me into this side council. I thought we were going to come to some kind of terms.
I was just letting you know where we both stand at.
I'm standing over here on the side of my god.
I'm not trying to convert you.
He brings storms and rain to our fields so we can grow.
And murder to people he doesn't like.
Well, that seems...
To be fair, that also, I guess that lines in with most other gods.
Listen, I will have a chit-chat with my brother and my sister. We'll decide how much we want to believe of a, no offense, but some podunk fishman from down south coming up here.
Do you know
Urshan?
Did you allow him to go through?
I did meet young Urshan.
So you were compliant in aiding a genocide?
He was being sent there to investigate...
Investigate
what we
loosely,
believed
huh?
was robotic heresy in the south. And... Mm-hmm. We have a... I believe that you're trying to put me on the other side of the machines here, because they're the real threat. If I don't know if you've realized this, but without Krizik, an army of robots will tear through this world and kill every organic thing on the planet. Is that what you want, little fish?
Have you tried not being a coward and fighting back?
We fought back for hundreds of years to no avail.
Why'd you stop?
Because we prayed. We prayed with our hearts to the storm itself. And thank Krizik in his mercy, he sent his beautiful lightning bolts upon the land and saved us.
You know, I've seen a lot of people just actually cast lightning bolts. They didn't pray for them.
Well, I'm not a mage, so I don't have that ability, but Krizik does.
Okay. Anyways, we're gonna do this. You allow the audience with the king.
Fine.
And you'll sort out all your stories. What I'm saying is, well, I guess I came in very hot, so I want to apologize.
I came in a little hot, too. Right, but you said that I did a genocide, so no, I got a little upset.
All right, I didn't say you did. I said you were complying in one, but I guess...
That's still pretty bad.
So I'm sorry I came off a little hot. I just want to know that I think we both know what's going on between our two things. Sort of. And I'm not here to do anything bad. They kidnapped my brother and I want to save him.
I don't like the influence you and your tacos are having on my brother.
I just gave him food. He looked hungry.
He is a weak-minded man. He's easily influenced.
I'm not even trying to convert him. My son is. I'll have a talk to him about that.
Listen. Enough talk of conversions and genocides and who's complicit in what. Go take your rest, get out of my hair, solve my problem with the reaching green, and then I'll decide if I want to talk to your dirty underdark king.
Excuse me. You will have a talk, not decide. I don't see you guys going out there solving the reaching green, going to Mad Max land to kill the demons up there that are having problems, do you? Because I see you in here delegating that work to me, my god, and my son.
We're dwarves. We're good at building strong walls for defense. It's the best offense is a good defense, they say. So that's what we've been doing. And, you know, maybe you're the cause of the reaching green. You come from the south, and now there's a horrible plant monstrosity coming from that direction. You're blaming me.
It's like it's getting. You guys in the hall can just hear yelling coming from the other room. It sounds like maybe the negotiations have gone off the rails. What are you guys doing out there as you can hear Taluga getting up to like a high pitch of yelling at this crazy dwarven woman?
Does anyone want to play Minotaur games?
Again?
Yeah. You know, we can teach the dwarves Minotaur games.
I love it. Jolie, are you familiar?
No.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Stagley, do you like games?
I love a game.
Are you competitive?
Can we come up there?
Please.
You guys approach this big circle of these like little chairs. One of his attendants slides out a table.
All right, how do we do it?
All right, so everyone gets one of these dice.
Okay.
And then you roll it, and whoever gets the highest wins. I want to add something to this.
Curveball.
Why don't we start betting?
All right.
So whoever gets the highest gets the pot.
All right, Joel Leap, give me my allowance.
He's like, brother, you've already gone into the treasury so many times. I need it.
He grabs like 10 gold out of like a little satchel of coins on her waist and plops it on the table.
I bet 10. What do I do?
So you roll that dice and we see what you get. And then we'll roll our dice with you. And after we put something in, and then whoever has the highest number wins. Okay. Everything.
Sounds complicated, but I think I can handle it.
You just hear muffled yelling from the other room. Just getting so loud over there. Roll a d6 if you would like. Glebnor, if you want to also roll, say you get up there with him.
Theo. Yeah. Do you think Daddy will be okay with this?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
All right.
I really hope my son's not gambling. Sorry, weird tangent.
Gambling thieves in my...
Just like a two!
I got a 4.
I got a 5! I won!
There you go.
I've got 30 gold now. How many tacos is that?
Oh, we can give you tacos for free.
Just saying, they may be the heroes we've been waiting for. back inside the other chamber over here.
I don't trust you, fishman.
That's kind of racist.
Yeah.
Why can't you just trust me for, you know, just being me?
I guess I have to, I probably should stop inserting that you're a fish person.
It's like me saying, I can't trust you, dwarf. Mm. Kind of stings a little extra.
There is a little stank on it when you said
it. Yeah. It's kind of therapeutic yelling back and forth like that.
Just how could Krizik have done something like this? Look at those rippling abs.
I had a similar talk with Malva, and I don't want to challenge anyone's faith. I want to, it's up to you to make your own decisions, and I'm not trying to rip anyone away from something. I only told Malva because she was the first Krizik person that was actually nice to us.
Malva's a good knight.
She's a wonderful person, and I hope none of this falls back on her.
No, of course not. I wouldn't. I just, this doesn't make any sense.
And again, I'm sorry. I came off a little, I've been dealing with a lot. You know, I'm a single father. I've started a religion. I've started a whole taqueria enterprise. And now I have this whole, you know, envoy response. It's a lot all at once.
All right. Listen, for now, we can be allies.
Okay, I'm fine.
I can't deal with all these problems at once. If I'm being totally honest, my brother's an idiot. He's horrible at delegating. And my sister doesn't care. And now you're telling me that the only thing I can have any faith in, my religion that has honestly pumped a lot of money into our city. They've helped build up the temples. They've renovated the entire museum.
Again, I'm not trying to challenge your faith. You believe what you want. But if you're nice to us, we'll be nice back. If you, you know, harm us, obviously we'll... I mean, maybe not harm. We'll harm you if you harm us.
Okay, again, you can't get a little further.
Eye for an eye. You get
sure,
the idea.
Okay. Fine. One problem at a time. We deal with the green. We deal with the gnolls. And then maybe we can talk to your king.
Okay. There's one other thing I'd like to talk about.
All right.
Your museum has some stuff in the basement. One thing that I would like, because my friend loves tinkering and making machines. Well, not machines. You see the gadget on his hip?
I did.
He likes making those. To power those...
I suppose... listen, go talk to Lord Keeper Jingleflop.
Oh, that's a fun name.
It is. He's a gnome. You go in there, you talk to him, he'll give you a tour, I suppose. We don't really keep a ton in the basement that I know. I mean, I don't really know much about the museum. I didn't know that it's... The museum's been trouble, if I'm being totally honest, in this city.
Really?
Well, it's... If you keep a whole collection of Dreadforge memorabilia in a place where it seems that everyone and their mother wants this Dreadforge tech to make horrible weapons, then it becomes a source of, trouble.
Trouble, crime, I bet.
But a decade ago, a band of horrible scouts, they blew a whole hole in the side, they stole a bunch of things, we lost tons of precious memorabilia from the old war.
Okay. All I ask is that after we do this and council, if we do a very good job, if possible, if each one of us could get one thing down from there that we would need.
You'll have to negotiate that with Jingleflop.
With the Jingleflop. I just want to run it by
you. He's a strange little man.
So that if it does happen, then we don't butt heads then, but we at least butt heads now before then.
I have a feeling you and me may be butting heads quite a bit, but for now...
Yeah, but you know, we worked past the yelling, which was surprising.
We've come back around. Listen, it seems that you're keeping my fool brother entertained long enough that he can't get in the way of me shoring up our defenses, so I suppose thank you for that.
Yeah, bits of information that I caught during a brief little interaction. They move faster on the vines.
Oh, good. All right. I'll make sure that we clear it then. We don't want to give them any advantages if they make another attack.
We're gonna... So... And I break it down, like, the Barstuck demon is, corrupted, I guess, Ivy, which is...
Yeah, we can say you gotta give... I know. I feel like in this podcast, quite often, I give you guys an NPC and force you to explain everything that's happened. You can just be like, here's what happened, and, like, give them kind of the rundown of it.
Like, so that's, so I'm, my priority at the moment's there. The gnolls sound horrifying.
Yeah, they're a real problem.
So.
They don't typically come this far south, which is strange.
If you want, because I think as we head down that way, they might not try to attack you guys and get us out. If you want to shore up your north, I just don't want to make you guys worse for wear shoring up the wrong end.
That makes sense. All right. It'd probably be better also if you go as a small team up through the forest.
Yeah, I feel like a big group would get it.
It'll attract them.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Yes. I've been running the city basically by myself since I was a girl.
You know, I've been running my religion by myself. It's really tough running something.
Yeah. All right, well.
Did we just become friends?
I think so. I had so many intentions of betraying you.
What?
And now I kind of feel like I was about to send a raven to Windmere once this whole interaction was over with. But now I feel like I might be shooting myself in the foot if I do.
Well, you know, I actually appreciate the honesty there. That's really big.
Once again, I've been put in the corner. Me, Ryan.
Yeah, you guys see that the stone path move away, and it seems like Toluga and little Nancine here, they walk out, and it seems like they've come to some kind of an agreement. Cooler heads have prevailed.
Anyways, meet you at brunch tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. I'll have the eggs, Benedict.
You want me to cook something?
That'd be kind of nice. I don't get out of the keep very often.
Okay.
You guys trying to do like a brunch thing at the Hamhead Tavern?
I guess, yeah.
Is that the plan? Yeah.
Okay. Before we head off, we do a breakfast.
Our boy's still there, right?
Which one?
The one that we were going to send off to learn.
The head chef.
Yeah, the head chef.
I believe, didn't Jeff and Dozer head to the Underdark?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were planning to. We officially sent them off, but yep. I mean.
I think he was going to finish out the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Because they wanted to leave under the cover of darkness, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then also give Fitzgibbons time to hire someone new. So yeah. That works. Okay, cool. All right, let's cut a little head then. We'll have you guys showing up at Hamhead Tavern as it's getting late.
Well, we want to do our potion shopping before?
Oh, yeah, if you want to do that before you get back, you can do the one.
What is it, late afternoon?
Yeah, late afternoon. But you know that the markets would probably be open still.
So what time do the shops close?
Usually on sunset, you have a couple hours.
Okay.
Should probably hit that then.
All right. There's a roving potion shop that arrived not too long ago. They'd probably be interested in you.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. It's actually kind of close now that I'm thinking about it. It's near Hamhead Tavern. You boys know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where we came from.
All right. Well, you won't be able to miss it. There's a very large seagull in front.
Okay. Thank you.
Boy, what a day.
Yeah, crazy.
And as the council ends their little meeting here, you guys head out. Yeah, what do you got?
Just want to say bye to Jolieb.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Jolieb.
Bye.
Swishes her little bang.
We'll play again, Stagley.
Oh, I'm addicted. I need more money.
There's like
what'd you do?
There's a small dwarven man with like little glasses. You could tell this must be the treasurer, and he's sweating. He's so nervous.
Daddy, I lost some money.
What? What happened?
I taught him to play Minotaur games.
How do you lose money during Minotaur games? The only thing we lost was a stump.
Well, yeah, but now I taught them how to bet with playing Minotaur
games. You taught my son how to bet?
It's okay. It's in Blee Blee religion.
Gambling's in our religion?
It's allowed.
Oh, I mean, I guess it's allowed everywhere, I guess.
No, not everywhere.
Where?
I don't know. I mean, it's very frowned upon some places.
Well, I guess, yeah. But, I mean, my son's too.
I got the itch, Daddy.
We can't have him at the itch.
I mean, you gave him alcohol.
I did?
Yes.
You did. Last night at the tavern. Wait, did I get juice?
You did not get juice.
You guys got alcohol.
Oh, God.
It was a hell of a night.
I mean, so...
You had a rough night the day before. I figured you were...
With your
zom and all that.
I'm just going to caress my tummy.
Ugh.
Or what would be.
Your pulsing zom.
We just got to pay attention to him. Make sure he doesn't go off the rails with the betting. Okay. Or the drinking.
Wild eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know... But, you know, what if we're in trouble and he needs to make money quick? He needs to know how to gamble.
I mean, he's sneakier than he is at gambling. Why doesn't he just steal the money?
You bait and switch.
Reggie's like, how the hell did...
Am I going to learn three-card Monty?
Eventually.
My son doesn't know how to count. He can't count cards.
You don't... Just dice.
Toluga, how the hell did you convince that crazy lady that it was all fine? We heard you screaming a lot.
She's actually not crazy. She's very understanding, just under a lot of stress.
Reggie out here worried about the wrong thing.
You know, she's been running with Brindini for a while. You know, as someone who's recently had a lot of responsibilities thrusted on them, you know, we came to you know, we found mutual understanding.
You guys are crazy, but it seems that I think our crazy charm is sort of working on people.
You know, what I find out works the best is once you got to start off hot and you butt heads, and then there's only way to go is down from there because you're already riled up. So you got to, then you rile down.
I mean, there is another way to go, but yeah.
Really? I've only ever had it go the one other way.
She could have attacked you.
Oh, no one would have stung. No one's that dumb.
You boys make your way through the Dwarven streets. It's getting a little bit darker, but there is kind of the hustle and bustle of this little market district near Hamhead Tavern. Can I get a perception check from everybody, if you would?
21.
7.
That one.
Okay. You're just like, your head is just swimming with all these thoughts of like diplomacy and fatherhood. There's a lot going on. Theo, you look up and there is a griffin-sized seagull perched on a big nest above a kind of like, I guess like a street cart almost. And there you can see there is a Triton woman, this like kind of light blue, almost like green skinned woman. She has long hair, looks to be almost made out of seaweed, pulled into a little ponytail with like a little clamshell there, a little cuckoo shell necklace. And in front of her little stand, it says Zoshin's Potions and Ocean Lotions. And there's like a real beach vibe. She has a little Hawaiian shirt on and she's like, Zoshin's Potions or maybe Beach Lotions. Just kind of trying to get people to come up.
Toluca, you think we need some lotions?
I kind of make my own and I just slick my arm.
As you do that, she runs up to you and goes, you're so slick.
Thanks.
Rubbing your arm. Oh, your skin is impeccable.
I know, right? It's all that hydration and moisture.
Oh, it's very nice. Can I interest you in any other kind of potions? Maybe some lotions?
What do you have?
I actually come from the Albatross Isles, way up north, but I come down here every once in a while to sell my wares. I have just regular healing potions here. I know you boys look like you get into troubles. And then I also have just very basic balms. And if you're going to do any water breathing or water walking, I have those as well. And she pulls up these two big blue swirling potions. One is a potion of water walking. One is a potion of, I think it's like endless breath or water breathing.
I already do the water breathing.
I can hold my breath for a real long time.
Yeah, I can't. We might need that.
Okay.
And I'll say the water.
If we get anywhere near water.
There's little tags on each of the bottles. The water breathing and the water walking potions reach just 5 gold. Basic healing potions, 5 gold. Greater, 10. And there's one superior for 50. That she has kind of like on a back little cabinet thing there.
Okay. I huddle. Guys, quick huddle.
Yeah.
I only have 48 gold.
I have 14 left after losing some money.
I lost all my money.
Huh?
Well, I only had 10 gold.
Guys.
You were the one holding all the money. All
right. I'm gonna buy the two things for Theo because he has water problems.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
A lot of
even
water
though
problems.
He bring the wet.
Hold on.
Yeah.
And I lean in. You got any of them wacky potions?
No, they're mostly ocean vibes.
You don't got the special supply.
I do have some ointment. If the potion's a little steep, and she pulls like a little jar of ointment. And Toluca, can I get a perception check on this thing?
17.
So there's all these potions and stuff and various lotions. But this little, it's a restorative ointment in this little jar. But on top of the jar on the cover, it looks like just like a little brand. But it's like a Kuotoa logo. Looks like a little piranha giving a thumbs up.
Oh, what brand is that?
Oh, this is actually, they're kind of hard to get. I get it from the Kuotoa up north in the Isles.
Is North Kuotoa?
Oh, yes. They're a little bit more secretive. They're deep sea Kuotoa.
Oh. Like how north are we talking?
Oh, past the Great Valley, northeast in the seas.
Like how far away?
It takes me about a week just flying there.
Oh, you know.
A week of flying?
I mean, I have my big seagull. Points out. Just a huge bulbous seagull.
Okay.
You see, she just takes like a full pizza out of a box and hucks like a disc into its mouth.
Got like a map for that location?
Sure. Do you have any parchment? She kind of takes a little quill pen.
Son, do you have parchment?
Let me.
You do have the map case, so I just assumed.
taking a long time then to find.
I'm a big guy.
He is 7 feet tall.
I'm gonna pull out the map case, pull out the map, and turn it on the backside.
Oh, perfect. Yeah,
can you throw it on the back of this map?
Perfect. No, of course. And you can see Aona kind of picture like the center of Aona is just what looks to be a giant like caldera. It's like a huge cat like crater almost. But she draws at the like northeast of the map. There's a little chain of islands that wasn't on your map. She draws them out. She's like,
Albatross Isles. Yeah.
Interesting.
The deep sea Koato. They're interesting. I was actually going to head to Tidagol soon after I did my work here in Brandini.
Oh, don't. There's nothing left in Tidagol. You're going to want to go to the Underdark.
Oh, the Underdark. Hey, that's kind of outside of my...
Sorry, can't really fly down there.
No.
What do you do? I mean, the cave's pretty tall. Why can't you fly?
It's a cave.
You don't like caves? You're going to miss out on Slubel Drip. They got a hell of a chowder down there.
Good Kuato people.
I'm sure it's lovely, but I'm good. Thank you. So, ointments? One gold, restore of ointment.
What does it do? Tell me more about said ointment.
This little jar of restore of ointment has 1d4 plus 1 doses. As an action, you can rub it on you. You'll get 2d8 plus 2 hit points back, and it'll also get rid of any poisons or diseases.
Okay, so I'm going to buy the water.
Sure, yeah.
Jugs.
Gotcha.
And I'll take 2 ointments.
Perfect. Takes out a little case. There's just like a smiling little Kuato giving a thumbs up on it. She slides little jars over to you.
And I'm going to immediately hand off the water shit to Theo. Yeah. And I'm going to just like poke the ointments into me.
Gross.
In their case.
Love it.
Okay. Right. What were the 10 gold potions again?
Regular healing potions were 5. A greater healing potion is 10. There's a superior for 50.
If we have 48, we could buy 10 greater. What's one?
We can buy 10 regular. We'd be able to get 4 greater.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, 4 greater.
That's right. Well, I have these 2 ointments now, so like, I'm basically gonna hang on to these as a like get someone up off the ground.
Yeah, cool.
Smear.
Okay. I figured 1 greater for each of us.
Sure.
Theo.
Are we going to spend all our money?
I think we are.
Well, we can always check in on Crud, see how he's doing profits-wise.
I guess that's true. You can see how your residual income's coming in.
I imagine we're a hit.
Yeah, I mean, tackles are big in the Underdark, I imagine.
They're about to be a huge hit up here.
Yeah. Once Stagley starts blabbing about him.
Yeah, so I guess you see... Zoshin just fills up like a bag, like a burlap sack full of potions and ointments. You guys can decide how much you want or whatever, but yeah, she'll slide it back over to you.
What do you think, Rich?
I mean,
I'm thinking the 4 greater, 1 for each. That way, Reggie, no one has to spend a turn giving one to Reggie to run to one of us.
That would be very nice, because last time it was a very quick handoff and I got so nervous.
Probably a good idea to have those. Because, I mean, the normal ones aren't going to heal us too much. They'll just get us probably back up. So,
okay, yeah, greater's we'll take probably better. 4 greater.
Perfect. Yeah. Bag full of potions, gang.
I'll dole them out, 1 for each of us.
Thank you for visiting Zoshin's Potions and Ocean Lotions.
You get a business card?
Name. Yes. She hands you a clamshell that just has her name in the inside of it.
Nice. Your shop has a very fun name.
Zoshin.
Thank you. Yes?
You appear to be a wet.
Sure.
How are you staying wet?
I don't need it. I shower every day like normal.
Cool. Yes. I don't know if you need to like
it's moisturizing.
Soak.
I'm not water dependent. I am covered in lotions.
Oh, I see. Excellent.
You think you could monetize this and I...
Oh, she grabs a loose jar and just scoops up a pile of Toluca's goo into it.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
She kind of shakes it around.
I'm sure maybe I could make a fun potion or lotion with this.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Do I have to...
Can we...
I'll give you... How about this? I'll give you a restore of ointment. It'll be a trade.
Okay.
Barter system.
Tether the rock to her?
What?
The little...
The sending stone?
Yeah, the king rock.
Well,
No, I think that it only works.
Why would we give her the rock?
Well, because if she makes something cool out of it, she's gonna want more. How's she gonna get in touch? We should get a cut of this profit.
Okay, you guys have too many side businesses going on. I will not have you selling lotion on the beach. I'm not doing it.
I got some knoll teeth if you want to make some tooth necklaces to sell at your beachside shack.
Get away from Zoshin.
All right, guys, let's go on the tavern.
Get away from her. Every time I give you an NPC, you try to take over their business like some kind of wonky conglomeration. I'm not doing it. I like that the end of the campaign, Glebnor is basically going to be the mayor of a beach town with Baja fish tacos and lotion for everybody.
Don't forget shark tooth necklaces.
Okay, I'm going to add like a boogie boarding NPC at some point to this fucking stupid thing.
All right, Tilt Tavern.
You know, I make up a stupid potion name just to give you guys some potions. And what do?
Immediately try to monetize it.
Every single time.
I'm the worst.
Okay, back with the ham heads.
Ham heads! I'm going to use my masquerade tattoo to become the logo again.
Oh, they love it. You're a little gooey porky pig.
I'm just finger gunning everybody.
Ah, Glebnor, a sight for sore eyes.
Up top!
Dern Hamhead here.
Dern, you little scamp.
He pops up from behind the bar.
You ever learn how to read, Dern?
No!
I'm going to tussle his hair.
Yeah, you go to tussle him as he's fully crying, runs up like, you hear him running up the stairs. Slam the door.
Ah, looks like he's going to practice.
Yeah.
Teenagers. Well, I guess 40-year-olds.
Huh?
Dern's 40. We've been over this.
Yeah.
I just forgot.
Dwarves age slower, so it takes a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
He should have learned to read at like 28, but he's a slow learner.
That's okay. Well, you know, he'll figure it out, right?
Was that you boys that defended the wall?
Oh, you know it. Yeah. We had Blay-Blay with us.
Around the bears for Blay-Blay and his boys.
No, nothing for my son. My son will have juice.
One juice, please.
All right. Two bears in the Shirley Temple for Glebnor.
Extra cherries, please.
And just douses it in maraschino cherries.
Yes!
Handfuls. All right, take your long rest, you freaks.
Wait.
Always a ba. What do you got?
Before I go to bed.
Okay, sure.
I want to just survey the clientele to see if anybody knows about the Stone Gripper triplets.
Where
they hang out.
You just see Buff Chuck.
Buff Chuck?
Yeah,
what's
he's
up?
Drinking alone.
Buff Chuck here!
Up top! Buff Chuck, what do you know about Jolieb?
She's a fine woman!
I know, right?
Sexy!
I bet.
I love a straight bong!
Yeah.
I'll give her a straight bong if you know.
Hey! Pseudopod elbows.
Ah! It's wet!
Yeah. Anywho.
I don't know much.
You don't know much?
No.
What are her interests? Her hobbies?
Corn? No, that's me.
We love that corn.
I don't know. Frowning, looking disinterested. Okay. Yep, the all-father.
Yep. Okay. Oh, she's an all-father.
Yeah. Okay. She's a traditionalist.
Okay.
Worshipper of the all-father. She goes to the all-father temple every week.
Interesting. Interesting.
Says her prayers. Good loss.
Interesting.
Son, what are you doing?
Gathering intel.
Anything else?
I gotta get down on some cobs, so I gotta go.
All right, get to shucking.
See, Buff Chuck just kind of stumble up and walk out of the bar.
Good talking to you.
Man, there's just too many stupid NPCs in this arc. This is the most dummies I've had anywhere.
Should we, after we go to bed, can we go to church in the morning?
Why?
We need an angle on this, Joe Lieb.
Why?
We already got Stagley in the bag.
True.
I think we'll just win him over by doing the things.
She seems like a tough nut to crack.
Mm.
She just seems indifferent.
Yeah, that's the toughest nut to crack.
I mean, do we have to go to church?
I don't want to, but...
Maybe it'll be good. We can see how other religions do it.
Yeah,
and then kind of take
steal
some,
their...
Yeah, take the good stuff, leave the bad.
Yeah.
I like the freedom we have.
That is true.
I know, but we need to... Listen, our two new followers asked about a building. We should know about the building.
But it, you know, isn't it...
Shouldn't we have a building?
I feel like we don't. We're kind of nomadic.
The church is in our hearts, Glebnor. It's whatever we gather.
The church is the friends we made along the way.
So then I tell the new recruits, go to your heart?
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
You see, Hamhead's like,
I could be a worship song. Go to your heart.
Oh, whoa, hold on. Nothing lame like that.
Oh, fine, whatever. Trying to...
More electric guitar.
Science.
And electric triangles and kazoos.
I thought we were all workshopping here. I guess I'll just go back to wiping down the bar.
You know what? If you're going to play it like that, then yes.
Do you have a ponytail yet?
I'm working on it. I just started growing it yesterday.
What?
It's part of our religion. Check the pamphlet.
All right. Wait, everyone has to have the ponytail?
If available in that department. Like, I can't have one, unfortunately.
Yeah, you can. Just goo it back.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, goo it back.
I'm gooing it back.
Ridiculous. All right, so you guys take your long rest.
Would you like to hit up the church in the morning? It's the thing you can do before you leave.
What? Church. Oh, my. Fine, but it's got to be after breakfast.
Of course. I'm not going to a long, boring service on an empty stomach.
And then we got to hit up the museum and look for this man who had a very silly name.
Jingle Flop?
Yeah, good old Lorekeeper Jingle Flop.
You guys got some real... It's on me. I made all the names so stupid, but when you guys say it out loud, it really kind of hammers it home. Ridiculous. All right, so long rested up. I'm not going to hit any of you with horrible dream bullshit like usual. Just a nice, regular long rest.
There we go.
All right. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, nice.
Nothing like a vanilla long rest.
And as you guys... Actually, everyone make a perception check for me as you guys are waking up.
25.
Nat 1.
Okay. You're sleeping like a baby.
Nat 20.
Okay. You right away, Theo, you hear like loud banging on the door downstairs. And then, Tsulugi, you pop your head out and you can see Nancine and Stagly are waiting outside in their full regalia. Stagly looks up.
Are we late for brunch?
Just in time. I sprint down and open the door.
You can see Hamhead's like,
I haven't even opened yet. He's like rubbing the crust out of his eyes.
I'll be making breakfast.
Check with the kitchen staff. I don't even know if anyone's in there.
I said I would. They won't.
All right. Kitchen's all yours, Deluga.
Yeah, and you guys let them in. See, Nancine's like,
I told you I want my eggs Benedict.
Okay.
Make it.
She's all still right. Weirdly confrontational. It's like, I think it's one of those things where like she's trying to not be a bitch, but it's really hard for her. And he's like, you could see that Stagley's just like,
is there such thing as a breakfast taco?
Oh, I made one yesterday. You're in for a treat.
All right. Sit down, sister.
You see there's a little dwarvish attendant kind of runs in. He has like a little page boy outfit on. He has a little feather duster that kind of like dusts the seats off so they can sit down.
All right. Well, I'll get started in the kitchen.
So, Bleebly, how's being a god?
And, you know, not too bad. I assume Krizik would say the same thing. You know, it's nice.
Pretty casual.
Having people believe in you and, you know, trying to do what you can for those people.
Pretty casual stuff for a god. You're pretty... I'm
a god of the people.
Never met one like you before.
Probably won't ever again.
I think it's one of those moments where it's just like a very awkward breakfast because Taluga's almost that like bridge between these like kind of nuts and he's in the kitchen. You see Stagley's just like, while you two are having this weird, kind of a tense conversation, mm-hmm. You can see Stagley's like,
Glebnor!
Stagley! Up top!
Well, I'll give you a high five real quick. Can we play dice games real quick?
I only got 2 gold.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, you put your 2 against my 200. I'm here for the rush.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Who's going to throw first?
I'll stick my head out. My son's not gambling out there, is he?
No, Taluga! No! I need the rush. Come on, Glebnor. Okay, I'm putting it all on. I'm putting it all on this D6.
Who's throwing first? Who's throwing first?
I'll do it. I've been waiting all night. I couldn't sleep.
What have you guys done?
That's a 2! A 5!
Son, are you playing Minotaur games out there?
No!
And these are your followers, Hablibli.
Two pseudopods wrap around the pile and suck them into my body.
See, Stagley's like, oh, it hurts! It hurts! I never thought that the pendulum would swing this way! Ooh! I have to do some soul searching!
As you can see, I too am surrounded by idiots, so I understand it can be hard finding good followers.
Man, am I glad I kept those two gold.
Well, you see her clanging in the kitchen. Man, I hope they're all having a great time out there. Really getting along.
I mean,
I love Minotaur games,
son! And I just whip a sandal.
Oh my god, so stupid.
I mean, you're telling me people under Krizik don't like to have fun?
Fun is reserved for times of peace, and the threat of violence is ever present behind that storm wall. We'll have fun when we're dead in Krizik heaven.
See, that just sounds boring because you're living to die?
Yeah, we all are, aren't we, in the end of the day? Waiting the slow passage of time until we can die and be born anew as a cloud.
No, I'm not waiting for that.
No.
I don't think Telugo or Glibnor's waiting for that. I'm going to say I don't think your siblings are waiting for that either.
Well, that just means I'm surrounded by impatient people. Where's my eggs, Benedict, Telugo?
I'm working on it.
Stagley, what's your allowance look like?
It's a little lighter now.
What do you usually get?
Usually I'm allowed about 100 gold a week from the treasury. I mostly spend it on like new rams or fancy helmets.
You want a payday loan?
What's a payday loan?
Son,
I'll forward you your allowance for next week today.
Okay.
But I get a percentage. So I'll give you 80 gold and you pay me back the full 100.
What a bargain. Yeah, I can't say how that would ever go wrong. Sure. Can I get the 80 gold real quick? Can I get it now, actually?
Yeah.
Perfect. Unrelated. You want to play another round of Minotaur games?
You know it!
He puts all 80 gold on the table and slides it across.
Stagley.
Yes.
I'm having a lot of fun.
So much fun.
We shouldn't be betting all the money up front, though.
No, it's more fun that way. The risk is higher.
You're right!
Let's go!
Oh, I hear a lot of yelling out there. What's going on?
That's a one!
A two!
So, Glebner, how many of those payday loans can I take at a time? Because next week I'll get my 100, and I'll pay you right back, I promise. But then maybe if I could get, like, another one for the week after, and then we can kind of keep riding this high.
Son!
I'm being yelled at!
Hold on, I've only heard the yelling. I haven't heard the gambling addiction.
You can make a perception check. We'll decide.
I haven't heard the addiction develop yet. That's a 17.
You hear amidst yelling Minotaur games. You hear people yelling numbers. it just sounds, it couldn't sound more like gambling is happening in the other room.
I kicked down the kitchen door. I am tired of you guys gambling. And I grab them both by the ear and I drag them into the kitchen. You're going to learn how to work and work hard. None of this cheap gambling.
Toluga, could I actually get a quick loan if you
invite me? Bad. Daddy, I slapped Stagley in the room.
Daddy, sidebar.
Son, no. You lost that privilege when you gambled against my permission. And I slapped you on the
Please, sidebar. Sidebar,
give
Daddy.
Me the gold.
Sidebar, Daddy.
Give me the gold. And I pocket it all.
Look at how many.
And I hand it to Cobbler's hand.
Yeah.
Cobbler,
Daddy, look how many it is.
Sure.
Daddy, look how many it is.
That Glebnor doesn't take any of this. Thank you, Cobbler. And I pat him up.
Yeah. Great.
Did you see how many it was?
I don't care. You're developing an addiction. My son will not be a gambling, no good dirtbag.
Sorry,
and,
Daddy.
And the leader of this place should not be a gambling, no good dirtbag.
I just...
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Enable my son. And I slap him on his other wrist.
I've been a horrible influence. I'm sorry. I know it's only two.
Now, grab that knife and get to that cutting board.
Oh, I have servants for this.
No. You're called your left and right hand.
You see, begrudgingly, Sagley is cutting a potato, just all wrong, just stabbing at it.
It's not working. You do it for me. Clemore, help me.
Stagley? And I stand next to him, and I teach him how to properly cut a potato. It's like this. Now do it with actual effort.
There's like the lamest cooking montage of all time as a like 100-something-year-old dwarf learns how to cut an onion. And it's also that we didn't cut back into the dining room where it's just this tense moment between Nancine and Theo.
I'm happy that my brother has finally found someone he respects. Wasn't expecting it to be a Kuatoa, but to each their own.
No, Stagley, you don't cut it that way!
Taluga's like a father to us all, in a way.
I've kind of gotten that vibe. What is that dancing spider doing on the table?
I shoot my head. That's Luga!
Entertainment?
He's like a...
Get him away from me a little bit.
He shoots a little web and kind of catches himself on the table and zooms back up.
What's the triplet's attendant's name?
Oh, I haven't named them. Let me come up with a dumb one here. I can see there's Reese's PC's bark. So Reese's Puff box over there. This is Bleasy's Guff.
What?
It's Bleasy's Guff.
Bleasy's Guff.
And where is Bleasy's Guff?
He's just kind of... I guess he's just nervously looking into the kitchen to see when he'll be needed to help.
I'm gonna wave him over.
No, you're in the kitchen too, Glenn.
I know, into the kitchen. Waving him in.
Oh, yes, please, sir. I will help.
I'm just gonna slide him an invoice for $100.
I'll get it to the treasurer.
Sit in his pocket.
Sneakily, though, so Danny doesn't see.
Yeah, get a sleight of hand, give me perception.
27 sleight of hand.
Jesus Christ.
I need a nat 20. I got an 11. I'm just so occupied with Stag.
Oh, I can't stop crying. These onions are cursed.
They're tears of joy. Now get over it.
All right. And then can I just get a sleight of hand check, Taluga? See what kind of a breakfast you're spread you're putting out for.
Mm-hmm. At disadvantage because Stagley's doing the cutting? Yes.
Don't you do... Oh. That one.
You can see, you bring out the plate, and you can definitely see that Stagley's hand has been in every part of this dish. Just everything looks a little wrong, haphazard. There's big chunks of tomato, like a quarter of a tomato in the middle of an omelet.
I'd like to say, for the Eggs Benedict, I'd like to have done that one myself.
Perfect, yeah. That one's nice. She's like,
thank you for not letting my brother ruin this as well as everything else today.
You're welcome.
It's only 7 a.m. How much is he ruined?
Starting early. Well, he woke me up with a crack of dawn, bugging me to come here for his brunch.
Well, I invited you to brunch.
I know. It was supposed to just be me, and then he tagged along. He did it when we were children, too. He never just let me have my space.
Yeah. Did he ever have anyone just be stern with him?
No.
Oh. Stagley?
Yeah?
Eat your vegetables.
Oh, they're all green, though. I don't like it. Can I have more bacon? I've only gotten 2 strips.
You'll have more bacon if you eat the rest of your vegetables.
I mostly just have bacon for breakfast. This is boring.
Hey.
I thought you guys were fun guys.
We were until you taught my son addiction.
That's fine. I guess I'll eat this green paper. Tastes like dirt.
If you eat everything... Well, I mean, you did rub dirt into it yourself.
I didn't know where to put my hands.
Well, no, you don't put it in the dirt.
I learned then, all right? Gold, get off my back.
Now, if you finish it all, I'll give you a taco. All
right.
He shovels his breakfast in.
I ate that horrible avocado like your ass. Now give it to me. Give me your taco, the good kind.
He rolled an 8.
What is this?
Can I give him the help action? I'll hold the bag open wide.
Sure. Let's see what Stagley's getting
really
for breakfast.
Fish here. Around in there.
All right, a 14.
Oh, is this calamari?
He pulls it out.
Oh, all right. Well, we have council business to get to. Sorry we took up so much of your morning.
No problem.
You don't go to morning services?
My sister is more devout. She spends lots of her time there. She's more traditional, I suppose.
Okay.
Where do you worship Krizik?
At the Krizik Temple.
But when do you go?
On Krizik Day. It's like twice a year we celebrate.
It's actually pretty convenient.
Yeah, that's good.
Get it all in.
We're renovating it now. We just got a lot of funding from Windmere to make it even more spectacular. Gain new followers.
Interesting.
It'll be much nicer than that dingy old Allfather Temple, I tell you that much.
Hold on. It appears
to have character.
It's got a homey feel to it.
It's been here forever. Before the Great War.
Well, that's history.
It's old, old.
You can't put a price on history.
I suppose. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with our reaching green problem.
Oh, thank you.
I'll be diverting troops to the other wall to make sure we keep in case the gnolls return.
Yeah.
Stagley, come on.
Now, Stagley, you behave while we're gone.
I was gonna! Gold! Get off my back!
Stagley?
Ah, you're right. Sorry, Taluga.
I'm gonna wink at Stagley on the way out.
Wink right back.
Son, what was that?
Something in my eye.
Was it? I look into your eye and I...
Ah!
Yeah!
That's
much better.
Must be really dusty in here.
You got something in your eye.
I'm also with...
Ah!
He's blowing! He's blowing, sister!
Let's go. She
grabs. Look at Nancy. You enjoy that?
Kind of.
They make their way out. Would you guys like to stop at church or head to the woods?
I want to go get my shield.
Oh, true. You guys did have some shields being commissioned. It has been a day. If you guys would like to stop by Handsome Huff, go for it.
You want to hit Huff and then the
church
and then leave? Or
I guess if my son wants to go to church, I guess he better admit to all his sinning he's been doing.
If that's part of their religion, sure.
Bleebly, is it?
We haven't really talked about that part, but...
Well, sounds like we need to take some pointers.
Because we usually son.
I was told it was fine in the religion.
No, yeah, frowned upon. It's not.
I'll take that hit.
Yeah, that's on you.
That's on me.
All right, so shields first.
Yeah.
Sure. You guys make your way to Handsome Huff.
How much gold was it?
200. Plus, we have another 100 coming next week. 202, technically. You made me give you all my gold.
Yeah,
I did.
You guys can see Handsome Huff is out front. He's got his big blacksmith apron on. He's a big, kind of boisterous pigeon man. Got a nice fine feather coat.
Yo, Huff! You're looking handsome today!
No, I'm looking handsome every day! Ha-ha! Okay, get in here. Major Shields, yours is actually kind of fun. It's a smaller one, but I kind of made these handholds in the back so you can kind of get your pseudopods in now nice and quick.
Oh, hell yeah.
So you can go ahead and add Blee Blee's buckler to your inventory.
Yours is a little more complicated there, Theo. This Yeron tech is crazy. Once you start getting the nitty-gritty of it, it's pretty... But I think this will work. Go ahead, slide it on.
And he takes the thing and kind of slides it back over your wrist. So there's kind of a lever right in here. You pull that up with your fingers. And then kind of just pull your arm out while you do it.
And then, just going to do the motion that he says.
And the shield spins out like usual. And then you hear this kind of like click and it detaches and starts floating around you. And he's like, hey, check this out. He kind of grabs some like a small dagger and hucks it at you and like right at you. And the shield zooms in and blocks it.
See, that's convenient.
That'll keep them hands free.
I need them. Need them free. So
perfect. Well, it was great doing business with you boys. Got anything else? I got Taluga. Give me a couple more days, but
I know. Can't rush perfection. And I wink. I bet the work you do is chef's kiss.
I'm working. Where you boys heading now?
Don't forget to emblazon your logo in there.
Oh, I will. I want to get a kind of like a. I don't know what NASCAR is, but if I did, that's what I would call it. Where you boys heading now? I'll pass the wall.
Church.
Oh well, blessings upon you.
Do you know church?
No, I don't really. My church is the sky, the wind.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have a designated deity?
No, not really. Oh, that's a fine.
Would
pamphlet.
You like to look this over?
He's reading it. He's like, "Is you right?"
Oh yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And you can also use the metal. It is Dredgeforce too.
Oh, good. Yeah. He's like eyeing the like smelter behind him. All right, let's go to church, boys. You know, I put the church in this town. I didn't think you guys would ever go here, but we got it, so we might as well do it.
All right, son, you take the lead here. You wanted this, you better behave.
Okay, I'm gonna do an athletics check.
Okay, what is this for?
For ponytail.
Okay, so I got a 26. I want to burst through the front doors and scream sanctuary.
Okay. So,
son?
You approach the Temple of the Allfather. Yeah. You can see it is a giant stone temple that almost seems carved into the rock wall that makes up the western wall of the city. As you approach, there's a giant statue of this dwarven figure wielding two hammers. There's like engraved flames all over him. There's this big wrought iron door. You kick open the door and scream sanctuary.
Sanctuary!
The temple is completely empty except for one very, very old dwarf at the back of the room who's like,
oh, good heavens! My heart!
I get instantly, son! What the hell was that?
Isn't this what you do?
No!
I don't know!
Then why'd you ask to go to church?
To learn!
Then you don't learn by yelling at them!
I think I'm dying!
No, no!
I sprint up and start giving him CPR.
My time has come!
No, sir!
There's this old dwarf. He has like a gray long beard going down to his knees. Totally bald head with like little sprouts coming out the back. His ear hair has come out and it's kind of dangling out. He has this like just the dirtiest, oldest robe you've ever seen. He's laying on the ground like, it's my time!
Oh, sir,
it's my time!
I start trying to give him CPR.
Oh, father, take me!
Oh, you're much too young.
Can I get a medicine check? And can I get a perception check? While you're doing the medicine check, can I get a perception check from Theo and Glebnor?
17?
Okay.
Eight. Murdered a man.
You see,
25.
You look over and Jolib is like in one of these stone pews and is like, hi, Glebnor. Just like in the middle of prayer. She's the only one in here.
Jolib, I came to check out your faith.
That looks like you've killed the pastor.
No. You got a 25.
Okay, 25.
I'm going to do the same. I'm like, I lean in. I'm like, sir, can you play dead? I need to teach my son a lesson.
It won't be hard.
He's dead.
Son!
What have I done?
How dare you?
I'm feverishly reaching in for the ointment.
It's long past ointment time, so
what do you mean?
You can't kick down the doors of a building and scream at the top of your lungs.
I thought that's what you do.
Did you learn nothing from the goats?
The goats!
I forgot.
So what are you guys doing here?
Jolie's just sitting there like...
And all this is stuff I would scold you about if he was dead.
He's okay?
I'm going to walk over to Jolib and just sit next to her. What's going on?
Well, this is usually my quiet time, but that's been ruined.
Glebnor,
I apologize for that.
Is they be quiet.
Okay,
quiet. And they worship.
Worship? But our worshiping is so loud and proud.
Sit in one of those chairs.
I'm not really dead, you little goo man.
Oh, thank God.
But hey, you Bleeble. Gave me quite a start.
Hey, Bleeble.
I'm Orden Frang. And if you're all new to the Church of the Allfather.
Yeah.
You're not new?
He is new. He's very new.
So new. That's why I screamed.
Oh, well.
I thought that's how we do things.
We typically sit in quiet reflection on the history of our people.
Okay.
And pray to the Great Father.
Okay.
It seems you have a Great Father as well for teaching you a lesson.
He's the
thank
best.
Thank you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Orden. Nice to meet you. Everyone sit and we'll begin the processions.
I'm going to sit right next to Jolib.
She's just sandwiched now between Theo and Glenn.
Like, son, give her space.
I narrow up a little.
Let us begin with a traditional all-father hymn.
This goes on for 45 minutes. It's just him alone doing that. After he's finished, he's like,
well, you may all now rise to give your thanks. Now sit. Now rise again. Oh. On your knees now. On the stone.
I don't have knees.
Put your knee on the stone so it's very uncomfortable.
What's the knee?
Oh, to stand. And then sitting again.
Okay.
Now we're sitting and we're thinking about the Allfather.
I don't know anything about him.
Good. Let you open your mind and your stand now, and then there's the traditional sitting, and then one more kneeling.
What is kneeling?
For you, just kind of slouch forward. As long as you're uncomfortable, that's the point. You can really focus your pain and suffering on your knees.
I don't have...
One more standing, and then we're going to all drink the dwarvish wine.
Daddy?
Don't worry, it's juice.
Okay. Juice, okay.
Let us all remember the All-Father's holy wine that he once gave to the dwarves, giving us our love of alcohol and libations. One more sitting, and now we're standing again, like he rose to defend us in our time of need, and then sat, so we're sitting one more time. Oh, you'll all be wonderful, Alpha. Can we see you here next week?
Jolieb's like, it's over. That was the whole thing. It's a lot of sitting and standing.
Is there...
It really works out the legs.
Yes, it's a lot of, the squats are great. My thighs are... incredible.
I noticed. I know.
It's a good thing mine are too.
You were shooting right up before.
Quite the set of gams on you.
Why are you all here?
Showing respect for your religion, of course.
Oh, well, that's nice. Not many people in this village do anymore. Krizik's all new and fancy and shiny. He has his...
Sometimes the old ways are the best ways.
And we're sitting one more time.
All right.
Okay. Time to bring out the smoke. I'm going to put smoke on a chain and swing it around until no one can really breathe very well. And when that's kind of over, then we can leave. And then we're sitting one more time. I got you. No, that one was the joke one. I'm a fun pastor. All right, time to swing the chain.
How many constitution saving throws as he swings this huge fiery chain around the hall? The entire hall's filling with smoke. You see that Jolie pulls up what looks like a little, like, face mask with, like, holy imagery on it and puts it over her face.
20.
I got an 8.
15.
DeLuca, your lungs are full of smoke.
The first wheeze to the All-Father has happened. You may all now go. Go with the All-Father's blessing.
Is this a trick? Do we have to sit again?
You knew it. He's a natural All-Father. There was one more sitting. And then when you can't take it anymore, final stand. Go with the All-Father's blessing. Go with the All-Father's blessing. Go with the All-Father's blessing.
I'm going to dap him up as he's doing it.
Oh, that's... Sure, okay. All-Father's blessings be to you all.
You all have now the blessing of the All-Father for the day. It's basically going to be a point of inspiration. At one point today, when you need advantage, you can go ahead and have it.
Dope.
Well, thanks for joining me at church. It was nice having a little company.
That was great! I understand why you do this.
Maybe you can take elements of it and add it to your own church.
I'm thinking about it.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, incorporate squats into our room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go check on my brother and sister. They were squabbling all morning before I left. I'm sure it's gotten much worse.
You didn't come to breakfast. Are you hungry? Would you finally like to try?
Just don't tell anyone. I'll try one.
Okay.
It'll be our little secret.
I'm going to help him. Give him the help action.
That's 12.
Oh. That's cilantro?
Yeah.
I'm so happy I'm not one of those people that tastes like soap for them.
Yeah, it must suck for those guys.
Yeah, I would end it all. Well, good luck on your quest.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jolie. We'll be seeing ya.
All Father's blessing to you all.
You as well. All Bleebly's blessing to you.
Okay. All right. Can I, as you guys are walking away from the church, can I get a religion check from Theo? Oh, just a quick one.
All Father comes down and daps you up.
5.
Can I give him the help
action? You can give him the help action.
This might be inspiration burn.
14.
The 14. As they're all walking away, you kind of take one last look back at this like really old temple. You look up at this like big statue of this like dwarven god. You kind of just, for a moment, it looks like he winked at you. A little ding. A quick little rocky wink. Says,
dwarves are cool. Dwarves are cool.
Maybe we do come back next week.
Maybe.
We have to stay a week anyways. I got a little payment coming my way.
All right, and we will catch our heroes next time on Dicey Situations as they make their way past the southern wall into the corrupted forest of the Barstock Demon. See ya. Keep it dicey. Bye.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.